You're listening to Source Daily. For the next few days, we're switching things up, highlighting Richland County's heroes. Richland Source city editor Carl Hunnell began his journalism career 43 years ago. His new 10-part series features Congressional Medal of Honor recipients from Richland County. The series is supported by Mansfield Cemetery Association.
Greetings. My name is Carl Hunnell, the city editor at Richland Source. I'm joined by my boss, managing editor Larry Phillips, who's kind of the reason we're all gathered here today to talk about a series called Richland County Heroes. Hi, Larry.
Hello. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. We want to thank our friends at the Mansfield Cemetery Association to start with for helping bring this series to light. It is one of those assignments that I gave Carl and I gave our reporters in Knox Pages and Ashland Source as well to take a look at the Congressional Medal of Honor winners at each location that Richland Source, Ashland Source, Knox Pages represents. And in Richland County, we have a very rich history of this with 8 Congressional Medal of Honor winners. Carl and I went out to the cemetery here in town and shot a video of one of them who's buried there. There's another one buried here right near the Ontario-Mansfield border. And we went out there, took a picture of that cemetery plot as well. So some of these guys are buried here. Some of them are buried elsewhere. Each of them has an incredible story, hence they received the Congressional Medal of Honor. We're going to begin today as an overview, kind of explaining the series, looking at exactly who we're going to be exploring, and just a very little snippet of what they did, and then we'll get into each of them in the days going forward.
Yep. Larry just made that sound a lot more formal than it was. I think we were back in the lunchroom, and he goes, hey, I got an idea. I found like these 8 guys from Richland County that won the Congressional Medal of Honor. I went ahead and put your name on it. Can you like do a story?
And that's the genius right there.
Yeah. That's like tossing chum in front of a shark, you know. I said, oh, can I do a story?
And it's become a labor of love for Carl. Oh, in fact, to the point where his wife thinks he's obsessed with these 8 individuals.
Yes, I think I have become that. You know, this series marries two of my favorite things, history and the military. And if you combined local in front of military history, I knew it had to be something fun to do. And I got to tell you, I've never been really all that ecstatic about the internet. But doing this series without the internet, yeah.
Would have been impossible.
No, it wouldn't have been impossible, but I couldn't have done
it. Not to this detail.
And not this year. I mean, it took Shelby Foote 20 years
right
to write 3 novels with a dip pen. And, you know, and I, part of the reason I just mentioned Shelby there is when it came time to do this series, I did not want to do a dry recital of history. 2 of my favorite authors are Shelby Foote and Stephen Ambrose. Shelby Foote, who wrote the books about the Civil War, and Ambrose, who wrote books like The Band of Brothers. They had an ability to kind of make it come alive. Now, obviously, I had no ability to go and interview any of these soldiers.
Right.
So you have to make some assumptions. And one of the more difficult things is sometimes the citation that accompanies a Medal of Honor may not be as detailed as you would like. There was one that simply said, capture of the flag of Major General Joseph Kershaw's headquarters. And that's literally all it says. So at that point, you jump into the internet, you find some rabbit holes to go down. And the nice thing about the internet is one hyperlink takes you to another, takes you to another. And before you know it, you've wasted an entire Saturday morning while your wife wants you to mow the yard. And you claim that you're laying there on the floor working. I got work to do. I got to go look up Civil War stuff.
But well, yeah. You mentioned Shelby Foote, Carl, and I. Obviously, you and I both enjoyed the Ken Burns video, The Civil War, and I think it was a 9-part series, 10-part series on the Civil War.
I think it's nearly as long as this series.
Well, this one, I'm looking at our Medal of Honor winners, and 5 of them are from the Civil War. Sergeant James Wiley was from Belleville. He was honored after his bravery at the Battle of Gettysburg, and there's some back and forth as to whether that happened July 2nd or July 3rd. Private John Ricksecker is from Mansfield. His medal also came from the Civil War. That was on November 30th, 1864. David Cockley from Lexington, another Civil War veteran. Joseph Hedges, I think we've all heard that name here in Mansfield, December 17th, 1864. And then Corporal Smith Larimer is the one who's his tombstone, his gravesite, I'm sorry, is out there on the border of the Mansfield, Ontario line. And we visited that gravesite this week. Then you go on to the, they call, what is it they call them, Carl?
The Indian campaigns.
Indian campaigns, okay. And then you're looking at John Rowalt in 1869 and Matthias Day in 1879. And then we go ahead to the only Congressional Medal of Honor winner that happened in the last, well, in this past century, and that's David Winder, who was a Vietnam War veteran who was killed on May 13th, 1970. So it encompasses more than 100 years of veterans. We talked about it in the office. There were obviously the Civil War is when most of these guys earned their medals, but yet it kind of encapsulates the history of our veterans and their participation in some of the most famous engagements that this country's been involved in.
Yeah, Richland County, I think, certainly has a very deep, rich, and proud tradition when it comes to the military, up to and including the various Air National Guard and National Guard and Army Reserve units that have been and still are a big part of this community. It was such an interesting time to take a look at these guys. I mean, they've all got such interesting stories to tell. One of the things that struck me when I started this was I was looking up President Harry Truman. It was a quote from Harry Truman at a Congressional Medal of Honor award ceremony. And it was Truman that said, "They said we were soft, that we would not fight, that we could not win." He's talking specifically about World War II. "We are not a warlike nation. We do not go to war for gain or for territory. We go to war for principles, and we produce young men like these. I think I told every one of them I would rather have that medal, the Congressional Medal of Honor, than to be President of the United States." And I think when I look at these eight soldiers, these folks who left Richland County to go literally across the country, and in the case of David Winder, you know, halfway around the world, they served with pride, they served with distinction, and they earned the highest award for military valor that this country can bestow. And I look forward to sharing these stories with everybody in the next 8 days.
Yeah, this was a fun project for us. We hope it will be a fun read for you. And thank you for joining us. And we'll be back again to talk about our next Congressional Medal of Honor winner.
Thanks for listening. Join us again tomorrow. Also, make sure to head over to richlandsource.com and click the Be a Member button to help support independent local journalism that informs and inspires. Every contribution goes to helping us make Richland County a better place and to help keep our journalism free. Also, if you like this podcast and want to hear more, make sure to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.